A little more of the best bits with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Welcome Australia to A Little More of the Best Bits with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And it is your chance right now. If you haven't already registered, make sure you jump online because you could be going to the Northern Territory with me and Christian.
That's where you are now. You're up there just prepping, seeing where you're going to take people, aren't you?
I am. I'm on a recce.
On a recce.
Yeah, I'm picking out the sturdiest camel that I'm going to jump on its back and go
the
for
the scariest
a
croc.
Do ride. The scariest
a
croc.
Humpty do ride.
Yeah. Oh. Is that what you do on a camel?
Humpty do ride.
I guess you don't know either. You can find out with me. Where do they have to do, Buzz?
Register at carrieandtommy.com.au. When we are back next Tuesday, we'll give you your first chance to win, all thanks to Qantas, of course. The Northern Territory, it will take your breath away. Book your NT experience now at Qantas.com.
Huge show today, though.
Up next, though. I mean, we're good mates. Yeah. And good mates do really beautiful things for each other on their birthdays.
You didn't. You didn't. It was horrible. If you didn't hear it, stay tuned.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
Why?
You're lucky I'm here today.
After
after the treatment I received yesterday, I can't believe it.
We had a great day yesterday.
Mate, I had a great day.
Did you not?
It was a great day.
The worst one. Yeah, I'm sure you all had a great day.
I'm knit free and flying.
I've got knits and I'm sinking. I want to know this straight off the bat. 13 10 60. If you've ever had a worse birthday than the one I had yesterday, courtesy of my co-hosts and people I previously considered friends on this show,
mate,
I would love to hear
you
from
cake?
You.
We
I don't eat chocolate.
Oh, well, we'll know that for next year.
That aside, what did the cake say on it?
Well, I can't repeat that at this time, so don't say it again. You got in trouble already for
you
saying
it. You did it. It said F-U.
Yeah, stop saying that.
Most cakes say happy birthday.
Yeah, but not you're a funny man. We thought you'd find it funny.
And in fairness, it did say happy birthday on there as well.
Do you know what you've done? You've done this before where you've brought out, because you also said you had a surprise for me. You've done this before where you brought out a chocolate cake to me. First year we did radio together, you brought out a chocolate cake, and then you said, ha ha, joking, I know you don't like chocolate, and then you bought me a record of one of my favourite hip-hop acts, right? And you never bought the surprise good present yesterday.
Oh, I'm busy, mate.
13, 10, 60.
I didn't actually buy that other one either.
There's more.
You know the nice one I gave you the first year? I didn't actually buy that.
Why are you ruining your birthday's past as well?
I remembered half an hour before that show a couple of years ago and went, quick, can somebody go buy him a present?
I even know who that came from. Brad got that, didn't he?
He did. And he nailed it. Yeah. He absolutely nailed it.
Oh, mate. 13, 10, 60. Do you know a more evil woman? No. Have you had a worse birthday than the one I had yesterday? There's more details. I'm going to get into it next, but give us a call now.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
Sorry, mate. I forgot. Wait. We'll get there.
We'll get there. What one of our callers is going to tell us? This is very funny.
I don't know.
That birthday tops yours for
I have missed
sure.
this.
Buzz, you miss most things. Yeah. That's fine.
No, I think he meant nicely. Like I've
yeah,
missed
I did.
It.
So, thanks for that.
Hanging out.
That's why we didn't give you a good birthday.
He means he's missed us. Anyway, don't worry.
Did I miss that?
You did.
Damn it.
Yeah.
So you're complaining.
Well, it's because I'm still in a cloud of anger.
A bad birthday yesterday.
I'm complaining that you promised me surprise after surprise after surprise yesterday.
And what surprises did you get?
You gave me a chocolate cake knowing that I don't eat chocolate.
I forgot that bit.
That said F you on it. And then you went, oh, there's another surprise. Yeah. You know I've always asked for strippers. You've never once given me strippers for my birthday. Instead, we had your 10-year-old son sitting on the floor watching the show. And then you said, hey, there's another surprise. And I thought, finally, the real birthday present. And then you took off your hat and you had de-knitting shampoo in your hair and you made me de-knit your hair.
Okay. Thank you for that. I'm now knit-free and loving life. But
tell them about your dad's knits.
Stop it.
Tell them.
No.
Tell them.
Dad, I am not. Stop.
You promised to give me a real birthday present, and I won't say it. Otherwise,
stop.
I'm talking about it.
No, don't. It's not our story to tell.
Okay, let's get him on the line.
Okay. I want to point something out.
Serious, Bickmore. Wow. I've forgotten that look.
I want to point out on our Instagram, Carrie and Tommy Show, underneath the vision of you de-knitting me is comment after comment of women, no one saying poor Carrie who's got knits. Tommy's actually the hottest thing ever. Oh, combing knits out of his coho's hair just makes him even hotter. Oh, Tommy's amazing.
You know why they said those nice stuff?
Happy birthday. Because it was my birthday. I've just made you more likable by making you de-knit me. That's what I did. That's my birthday present to you. Well,
guess what?
What?
I've got crabs and I need you to sort it out. No, I don't. Let's go.
Okay. What has happened? Why do you ruin what's just good fun?
I'm not sure.
Lucy.
Lucy, help us. Have you had a worse birthday than Tommy? What happened, Luce?
Well, when I was little, all I ever wanted was a genuine Cabbage Patch doll. And the measure of a real Cabbage Patch doll, Carrie, I don't know if you remember, it was on the bum. There was a signature of Xavier, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So my mum decided that she was going to go to some secondhand market, get some crappy doll and sign it herself.
Oh, no. And you knew straight away?
Oh, my God. It was like the name, she just named it Marianne or something, and I just looked at her and she was...
That's like your mum, Tommy, used to buy you not the real knife.
Sorry. I'm just trying to dig myself a hole here to
remember your mum used to
myself.
Give you pretend what? Nikes?
Oh, Adidas pants.
Adidas pants.
But that'd be two stripes.
Instead
and she'd
of
say,
three.
And she'd say, no one at school noticed. And then they're like, hey, two stripes. I'm like, oh, damn it.
Charlotte, have you had a worse birthday than Tommy?
So 2 years ago, I got attacked by a possum.
A possum?
Yeah.
What did it do to you?
Well, it was stuck on, like, on a door outside, and so I went to try and get it off, and then, like, it jumped on me and just started scratching at me.
How bad did it scratch you?
Pardon?
Are you questioning whether this is worse than your birthday?
Yeah,
you don't feel like it's that bad?
Yeah, because I'm like, I would take a possum attack over what I had to endure yesterday. Did the possum have nits,
terrifying.
Charlotte?
No, it didn't. But no, I spent about 10 minutes trying to get it off me.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad. I do think Wade tops it, though. Wade, what happened on your birthday, mate?
Hey, how are you?
Living the dream. Apparently.
I've been waiting for your call.
Yeah, we're so excited to hear what you've got to say, Wade.
I spent my 10th birthday waiting in hospital for my brother to get his foreskin removed.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
Okay, so we learnt yesterday that I'm not getting jiggy with it,
not
right?
You know how states have license plates, like Queensland
like
is the Sunshine
State. Or whatever,
state. Yeah. It should be when you land in Australia, it should be welcome to Australia. We're tired and not rude.
It could be Adelaide. Because that's the reason why.
Oh, you bug. Yeah.
Anyway, the reason we started talking about that was because I think I know one of the reasons why possibly it's not happening as much as it normally does.
A reason outside of the fact that you're a new mum and you've just, okay, what is
so
it?
So we were in the shower. You know, we got the double shower.
And was Chris
still... Normally
was
Ollie's
Chris
in
still,
there with me, but Ollie's
was,
wasn't.
Was Chris
out.
Still trimming his pubes with the giant scissors that are also definitely used in the kitchen?
He's still doing that.
Is he? Yeah. I gave him the
shaver
set.
I know, he doesn't know how to use it.
What do you mean?
Actually, no, he used it once. No, that's a lie. He did use it once over summer and went, why haven't I been using this before?
Yeah, so he's using it?
Not again, but he tried it once.
Wow.
He doesn't need to, mate, because we're both tired and not. Yeah, okay. So it's not really. Okay. Anyway, we're in the shower and he brought it to my attention how long it had been. And I said, yeah. And I said, oh, come here and, you know, I'll give you a kiss, right?
God. God, the moves of the Bickmore. I mean, restrain yourselves, gentlemen, all over the country, because the saucy seductress that is, come here and I'll give you a kiss. You sound like a sleazy bloke from the 1950s that's just butted a cigar out on a desk and just said to the intern, hey, get over here, love, and I'll give you a kiss. Why don't you sit on my lap and I'll give you a kiss? Hey, sweet cheeks. Hey, sweet cheeks. Get that tush over here and I'll give you a kiss. All right, you dirtbag, what happened next?
I leaned towards him.
Did he record?
And he said to me, I can't do anything with what you're currently looking like.
Oh, why? Why?
Yeah,
mate,
why?
You're looking hot as hell at the moment.
Thank you. Yeah, so this is, I took a picture of it.
Yeah.
This is the...
Oh, okay, hang on. Is this safe?
Totally safe. It's a shower selfie. It's totally safe.
What? Sonda, boss, is this an HR issue?
I'll show Sonda first. HR issue.
No, it's not an HR issue, but I wouldn't be showing anyone that photo.
Oh, mate. Well, I just feel like I want you to know why he declined the offer of a kiss, because I don't want you to think it's because I'm, you know.
You're smoking a cigar in the shower? Hey.
This is what I was wearing.
Oh, my God. You what? Oh my gosh. I wouldn't, if someone said, do you know this woman? I'd say no.
What? Tell everybody what's in that.
You're wearing a shower cap that has one of those visors that fully covers your face.
I had my eyebrows tattooed last week. And you can't get the wet for a few weeks.
What's that got to do with the head cover?
So they give you a visor.
No, they didn't. Sorry, they give you a visor. But why are you wearing a baby's bonnet? I haven't described it. It's essentially a shower cap, but a really unsexy version of one. And then a full face visor over the top of it. Why?
So the shower cap is because I didn't want to get my hair wet. I love a shower cap. But then I needed the visor.
Mate. Why do you have to wear that shower cap? Why do you have to wear a shower cap from the 1920s in England?
Because they're the most functional and effective at stopping the water getting in.
Nothing says sexy like functional and effective.
But the visor is to stop my eyebrows getting wet. So I tucked the visor in onto the shower cap.
And you said, come in, give us a kiss.
Anyway, it's a fair enough reason that it didn't get him in the mood, right? So you know how we normally have...
It's got me in the mood to never have sex again, ever.
I thought it would be a good time to do this.
What doesn't makes you feel good? What doesn't gets you in the mood?
Great. So this is...
And we'll post a pic on Insta so that...
Are you going to do that?
Oh, wow.
You know the only good thing about doing that is no one will believe it's you.
Mate... I feel like it's only fair to put it on Instagram. If I'm going to get other people to call up, it's only fair. Oh, am I going to regret this?
Absolutely.
I think I'm regretting it as the words are coming out of my mouth.
Absolutely. I can't look at you the same.
All right.
It's fine. Yes, post it. It's great.
No,
great.
I know that's just you now working out that it's good radio content. Should I post it or not?
Oh, mate.
You think maybe not. Christian. Of course you're going to say yes. Tommy's going to look after me.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I think it's adorable in a friend way, but I would not be putting that out in the public.
All right, get on the phone.
So we're talking about the things, 1360 to give us a call, the things that maybe when you're maybe thinking about with your partner getting and then something makes you go, oh, no, thanks, not today.
What doesn't makes you feel good? What doesn't gets you in the mood?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
1360 right now, taking your calls.
What doesn't makes you feel good? What doesn't gets you in the mood?
Sorry, bud.
No, I know.
I just wanted to check. We are nearly time to get out of here.
And we are taking calls on.
What doesn't makes you feel good? What doesn't gets you in the mood?
I mean, I don't know why me coming at you with a white shower cap on and a visor to stop my eyebrows from getting wet wouldn't put you in the mood, but for some weird reason it didn't put Chris in the mood.
Don't forget the third bit of it, which was you saying, come over here and give us a kiss. Get over here, sweet cheeks, and give us a kiss.
So
he wouldn't have even been able to give you a kiss. You had a visor.
No, he would have hit the visor. You're right.
Yeah.
Technicality, you're right. Yeah.
It's like a cooties guard, face guard is what you're wearing.
It does a good job protecting the eyebrows, though. They're looking good. Maybe once they've healed next week, he'll be in the mood.
What a weird humble brag. No one to have sex with me, but these are looking pretty good.
Sonia's on the line. Sonia, what doesn't get you in the mood?
Yeah, well, I'm still breastfeeding my daughter who's 1 year old, and yeah. when my breast just sporadically leaks during it, it's not exactly the best.
It is a reminder of the multiple roles your breasts play, isn't it, during that time?
Yes, and that your body's just not your own at the moment.
No. Is it ever your own again? I don't know, Sonia. Yeah.
Is that the poignant moment? Is that
Sorry,
the
this is a chat for off air.
Well, and you just looked up. And I know people. This is obviously a you know not a visual medium, but for those people listening, Carrie just went, "And will it ever be again?" And then looked up and to the left in that space where you're just hoping and wanting for something to come into your head, but nothing does. Let's go to Carolyn. Carolyn, what doesn't make you feel good? What doesn't get you in the mood?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Oh, Caroline, you sound up and at 'em. You sound right in the mood.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just trying to get a photo through to you guys at the moment because you really do need to see the photo. But so I'm a beekeeper. I
awesome
say
already.
No more.
You're fun.
So you like visors too, Caroline?
Mm-hmm.
Look, I prefer the full face. Veil, actually.
Yep.
You know, like if you're going to go, why not go the whole hog? but just hopefully sent some photos through. Here we go. Okay, so this was basically the day before Christmas Eve and working away in the hives, and one angry little lady did get into my veil and got me right between the nose, like underneath your nose. And a pain that I cannot explain, but
almost like a bee sting.
Yeah, a bee sting. Yeah, not the kind that you eat. Have you got the photo?
I don't know how. Oh, I don't know how we possibly explain something that almost everybody.
We're almost out of time, babe. What's happened? But here we go.
Carolyn,
oh, hold on.
Hang on. I just need it. I have a question of Carolyn. I just have a question. Oh, so
I've got
Carolyn,
the photo. You talk to Carolyn while I load up the
photo. The photo's gorgeous, Carolyn. It's you with a very swollen lip. Please tell me.
Like the Muppet. Carolyn, Botox.
Just please tell me, do you at least still use bee kind of puns? Like, did you get home with your swollen lip and at least still just say to your partner, honey, I'm home?
Oh, every day.
Oh, damn it.
Every day. No, there are a multitude of bee puns being flown around.
What are some of the others? Give us some others. Give us, finish our show and some bee puns.
Oh, well, look, I had a really sweet ride once when I spilt 30 kilos of honey in the back of my car.
Yep, whoa. Sweet ride.
Good. Sticky situation.
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
This time it's prank boy and girl together. It's prank team.
Prank team. Including
so
prank
fun.
Buzz. Pruzz, we call him. For those who don't know, Husey said this on our show about 3 months ago.
I don't get papped like Bickmore does, though. I don't get papped at all, you know.
Do you get papped, Bickers? Do you get papped?
Do you get followed?
Do you?
Husey, don't you see the pictures?
Husey's always trying to get papped.
Now, we should point out that Husey can't hear this. We have him in his producer's meeting, so he can't hear the show at the moment.
Yeah.
Also,
yes.
What he doesn't know is that from that conversation, we, prank team, decided to get a pap.
I mean, that was an invitation if ever I've heard one before.
Yeah, so we've had a pap for him around for a couple of months now, and he thinks...
It's been a very slow game.
It has been a slow game. It has been a real slow game. And there were times that we, prank team, even forgot that we were involved in said prank. But he thinks his star has been on the rise.
It's been so glorious hearing him talk about it on air. Oh, I got papped today. And we're like, ha, 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 that was us.
Yeah.
Be careful what you wish for, D. Hughes.
And I thought this was all going to be fine. But people have been getting nervous. People involved in prank team have been getting nervous about how Hughes is going
to
react.
I know, because we've been trying to get members of his team to help us further the pranking story, and they've started dropping like flies. Nope, don't want to do it anymore. Nope, worried that he's going to turn. Nope, worried he's going to freak out.
Yep.
So it's been you and I, prank boy and girl, alone trying to just, you know, push through the forest.
Some of our
in
suggestions were pretty wild when we'd spent too much time together and we were like, throw a packet of cigarettes at him, and then when he catches him, take a photo, or organise a prostitute, and then when she's in shot,
taking a photo. It's like he's having an affair. And they're like, okay, this could actually change lives.
You wanted to, like, throw him a bone so he looked like he was no longer a vegetarian.
Oh, yeah, eating, throw a burger at him. That was one of my ideas.
Anyway, he doesn't know this is happening. You guys know about this before. He knows about this. Yep. Up next, we're going to bring him into the studio and we're going to say to him, Husey, we have a problem. You have a problem. You have a problem. And we're going to play the last 3 months to him.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, Husey and Katie next to drive you home. Yay! And they're here right now.
Is it Husey or is it a rock legend from the, where, from the what
from,
era?
60s? From the 60s. There's so much mustard going on in that shirt. Mustard and brown.
Mustard and brown.
It's Paisley back. And he's wearing Converse. Just old school, not a collab, just a straight up flat-footed Converse.
And your new sunnies. Why have you got this new look going on?
Because I just want attention.
He's having an affair.
I just want
and he's
attention.
Trying to look youthful.
No, I'm not having an affair. I'm just
why are you? What do you mean you just want attention?
Aren't you getting a lot of attention? Compete with you guys who are all over the news.
But you are one. You're one of the most famous people in the country. How can you possibly want more attention?
Because Tommy Little, let me point out to you how ego furnace works.
Yeah. Okay,
the more the ego coal, the ego L's shovel coals into the ego furnace, the more it burns and the bigger the flames get, so the more they need feeding. So and eventually those L's aren't sleeping day or night.
Well, I've got to say that the little elves here, Carrie and Tommy, haven't been sleeping day or night. We've actually been fueling that furnace, haven't we?
Well, we've been trying to fuel that furnace.
Mm. And we thought it's ego furnace.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, how? Yeah. Why?
I don't know, Husey. How about you take a listen to this?
July 17. In a light-hearted chat between Husey and Kate and Carrie and Tommy, Husey revealed that he wouldn't mind being a victim of the paparazzi.
I don't get papped like Bickmore does, though. I don't get papped at all, you know?
Do you get papped? She gets followed. Do you?
Yeah. Don't you see the pictures?
Husey's always trying to get papped.
I got papped at the Gold Coast for the Logies. I was so excited. Like, they had a photographer there.
It's not exciting. Exciting.
So we hired a photographer to start following him around. September 12, Husey and Kate start their show with a bang. And of course, Husey couldn't wait to brag all about it.
Driving into the building this afternoon, there's a pap.
What?
There's a pap. What did I do when I saw the pap? You know what I did?
What did you do?
I wound my window down.
Yeah.
I said, hey.
Did you take a photo?
Yeah, but you know what he said to me? Big smile. Oh, I don't think that's what paps are about.
So we decided to take it to the next level. Carrie and Tommy called our photographer Aaron to give him some very specific instructions on how to address Husey and get into his head.
We have our pap, our man on location at the moment. Aaron, where are you? And have you got a sighting of the white whale known as the D-Hughes?
I have, actually. He just rocked up home from a PT session.
Have you been complimenting him so far?
I did, yes. Yeah. Last time I saw him at the gym, I gave him some nice compliments about his legs.
Great. So what I think needs to happen, bro, is I think you need to turn on him. So I think you need to say, you're looking so good.
Oh.
And then if he reacts, you can go, have you stacked on a few kilos? And then if he doesn't react to that, I think we go for the jugular. And you'll say, I think you're looking a bit pear-ish.
Fast forward to yesterday, November 12, where Husey explains his odd experience.
Did I tell you I got papped today at the front of my house?
No, I did.
Weird. No, I swear to God, a mate was coming over.
Yeah.
Right. No, listen to me. I opened the door, opened the gate, and there's a pap there right in my face. True story.
Well, for starters, I don't think they do that.
He was a pap at the floor, and he said, gee, you look rough today, Husey. And I'm like, that's what he's doing. He said, I'm working for the man. Is this a prank? Did you guys put...
No.
Is this
no.
one of you,
you
guys?
Get papped a lot,
I promise.
Like
it's just ridiculous.
Anyway, I said...
Have you hired him?
No, it's never happened before.
I know, and you've been desperate. You're the only celebrity in Australia who's desperate to get papped.
I said, mate, you know what the first thing I did? I looked up the internet to see whether I'd done something wrong. You know,
what do you mean?
Have I been hashtag me too or something? Like, is there something I don't know about?
It's so nice for those 3 months to be over.
It's been going on.
So long. I
remember the guy at the gym. He was hanging outside the gym.
Was he papping you?
He was papping me.
Did he ever insult you?
Oh, I can't. I didn't hear the pear-shaped if he said it. Yeah. I don't know if he went through with that, but I maybe I would have twigged if he had said that.
What did it make you work harder at the gym?
I was absolutely just. I thought it was about time. I really did.
Now he'll actually be Devo that he realises it's a prank.
The one yesterday, though, honestly did freak me out. I thought, what have I done wrong? Why is the guy in front of my house?
Well, he actually said, I think Hughesy's actually getting agitated. And because we had plans to escalate it a lot further.
What were you going to do?
We were going to include Sash, your producer, and get Sash to tell you that news.com had called and they've got some story. What is it? What have you been doing?
Hashtag me too.
Sash said, I can't do that. He will lose his mind.
But we thought you might want to speak to the man who's been following you around for so long. So after this short break, you'll be able to confront your papa.
All right, fair enough. Well played.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
Still joined right now by Hughesy and Kate.
We love a prank, guys.
And Hughesy has been getting packed.
There he is.
And this is your papa, Hughesy.
Meet Aaron.
I didn't even realise it was the same guy every time. Well done, man.
You're welcome.
Are you a photog, Aaron?
Just as a hobby.
Yeah, right. He's not even
we didn't want to use a proper pap because we didn't want to support the paps. We just wanted to get Hughesy, really.
Well,
there was a couple of moments that stood out for us where you could tell he wasn't a pap, like the first time where he asked you to smile.
I did think, why is he getting me to smile? And I was going, no, I'm not going to smile because I want this to be in the paper.
You should see the photos we have of you, Hughesy. We have the funniest pictures of you. You bending down, you've dropped your phone, there's bum crack. We've got it.
We just hired a pervert, basically.
Yesterday, I said, don't get the street address in the photo, didn't I?
Yes,
so that was
did.
The first time that I was like, hang on, this is too much. And now I know how they feel, you know.
How do they feel? Thrilled?
Not thrilled. At home, I thought that's too much. And I said to my wife, there's a pap out the front, you know. And she goes, what? And I said,
Isn't it uncomfortable? It's not a nice feel, especially when your kids are around.
Oh, look, no, I don't mind my kids, but at the front.
I thought it might teach you a lesson.
No.
At the front of the house was a bit weird. That was a bit weird, yeah. But anyway,
you've never come in looking more famous.
I feel like the papping yesterday.
You look like a beetle.
Taking you to another level.
It's working, yes.
Aaron, you've been following him around for quite a while. What have you learnt about the actions of D. Hughes?
Well, I would say his driving needs a bit of improvement, actually. Yeah, there was a few, lane mergers that I was like, ooh. You know,
is he aggressive on the road?
I wouldn't say aggressive. I just don't think he knows where he's going.
Yeah,
I knew where he was going.
Yeah. I've driven with you.
Carsales.com.au.
And they radioed through and they said, can you get Hughesy to drive better?
I'm actually got into the driving now where I want other cars to stay away from me. So I'm using that method of just veering all over the road.
Mate, that's dangerous driving.
Are you trying to get away from the paps that are following you? Is that what it is?
Mate, I might start employing you. You've really helped me out.
Yeah, how much for you? Aaron.
I love when Aaron said who he was working for, and he actually said the mags, but you thought he said the man. Which sounded so much more sinister.
That's what he said to me yesterday, and I said, who's the man?
It's Tommy Little.
I thought Rupert might have got involved.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah, exactly.
End of the year for you, and I hope you enjoyed it and realised
it's not.
I was going to say it's not as fun as it looks.
He
loved every minute of it.
Hey,
actually,
Carrie,
I'm actually disappointed. I won't deny it.
Have you told Chris, your partner, and Tommy yet that you're not really pregnant? Have you told them? No. Oh, sorry.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.